We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Beis Amud Beis towards the end of the Amud. It's actually the two lines into the wide lines. Okay, so let's just summarize the background here. We had a Yalfusa about the Din Prisha of Yom Kippur, that the thing Gadol has to be Mafrishim Shivas Yomim before Yom Kippur. Mibaisi Lelishkas Perhedrin. So Rabbi Yochanan said the Mekayif for that is from the Pasha of Shivas Yomei Miluim. In Shivas Yomei Miluim, we find that there was a Din Prisha Shivas Yomim, dehainu during the Shivas Yomei Miluim, towards the Avaida of the Yom Hashmini, which is that's when the actual Avaida's Kahuna started. This is learned from the Pasuk when it comes to Yom Kippur. So it's learned from the Pasuk Kasher Osa Bayom Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lasais Lechapir Aleichem. Dehainu, just like you did on this day, on the Yom Hashmini of Lemiluim, that was the din of Prisha Shiva Yom before, so too, there's a din l'doyrois l'chaper aleichem. So Gemara is saying l'chaper elu ma'isi yom kippurim. Dehainu, there's the din prisha of Shivas Yomei Miluim was only for then l'sha. But since in the pasuk you see there's also a mitzvah l'doyrois, so the Gemara is saying that's about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also you have to prepare. So you need a prisha 7 days for the avodah of the 1 day. Yeah. By the way, I just wanted to throw up a shtickle here in the drasha that I had a machshava. You know, how does the Gemara see here that there's also a din ledayvais in this pasuk? That there's also benegia some kind of mitzvah ledayvais is also a din prisha. So pashtis we said because it's kilu says it in lashon asid tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem. There's something in the future also. But I thought, Efshu, there's more to it. There's a Gemara Kiddushin that says, Chaper Bais, what I'm asking, maybe the Pasuk is just talking about the Din Prisha of Shivas Yomei Miluim. How do you see here that there's something about L'doyris? Yeah, it's not some extra word with Darshan here. Rashi says it's because you see here that there's a Din L'doyris. Tzivu L'asas L'doyris. Lifur Yishzayin, if never, this Yomechot, so Vais, there's a Tzim Kippur, right? Where do you see L'doyris in the Pasuk? I just wanted to share with you a machshava. There's a Gemara Kiddushin that says, coming from a Sifri, that every time that it says Lashon Tzivu in the Torah, so it means that it's a mitzvah l'doyvais. When you have a din that is only l'shah, that is only a temporary thing, so it doesn't say Lashon Tzivu about it. Yeah, in other words, the Shairish Tzivu, yeah, Tzav or Tzivo, is about a mitzvah. Yeah, you see, it's the same Shairish like a mitzvah. Yeah, this Mamish is, stems with the Rambam's Yesod that we mentioned last time, the Rambam's Sefer Mitzvahs. That only a Din L'doyris we counted as a mitzvah in the Tayag Mitzvahs. Yeah. So when the Torah is used, so that's Mistama, the Pshat, and the Gemara Kiddushin, that's what the Rambam learns Mistama. Whenever you have a Lashon Tzivu in the Torah, it means it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, it's an official mitzvah of the Tayag Mitzvahs. For being a mitzvah in the Tayag Mitzvahs, obviously it's the Doyvahs. So, Lefizeh, I thought, could be that's Taka the Pshat in our Drosha that we're dealing here with. It says in Lashon Apostle, the Beshiva Semi Amiluim, it says, Tzivu Hashem Lasis Lechapir Aleichem. Since it says Lashon Tzivui, so obviously it's the Doyvahs. That's according to the Klal of the Gemara Kiddushin. Yeah, so it's not stam because it's Lashon Asid or something. It's Pashut, the term Tzivu is always the Doyvahs. It's a Brais, it's a Tanat Veya Bishmol, brought down in Kiddushin, so Efshu, that's the Pshat. But anyway, so the Gemara here is challenging this Rabbi Yochanan in different ways. Who told you that this Din Prisha is about Yom Kippur? All we know is that there is some kind of a mitzvah that is Negel Doyvahs, that is Negel Doyvahs, that has a Din Prisha. Yeah, which it's a mitzvah that has to do with we know also that it's not stam a mitzvah, but it has to do with a kapara. The ayin with kabanos that are mechaper, and you need a prisha of 7 days before the avodah of them, right? So who told you it's Yom Kippur? Maybe it could, there's other possibilities of something that fits these criteria, that you have 7 days prisha for something that is mechaper, yeah, for avodah that is mechaper, that is negel doiris. So the Gemara was suggesting that maybe it's about a regel. There's a regel, one of the Shalosh Regalim, that has a certain chashivas, a special quality relatively to the other regalim, and maybe that's what the Torah is talking about here. That for that regel, for the avodah of that regel, the korbanis that are mechapen that regel, which pshuta it's referring to the korbanis chatos of the regel, yeah, the seiri hamusafim, seiri regalim, that it says lechaper about them. So maybe for that you need a pre-shal shivas yamim. So Gemara is saying that's not that can't be a pshat. We prefer to learn Yom Kippur, not that. Why? Because by the regalim zok the Gemara, if it's about a regel, so the regel has 7 days. It's 7 days of avodah, 7 days of korbanos. Mashen kein the shivas yemei miluim is only 1 day. The shiyam hashmini. It's in other words, by the shivas yemei miluim, we're talking about prishas shiva leyoyim echad. It's a din prisha of 7 days. Four, heading up to a void of 1 day, which is Shmini Lemiluim. So we're looking for something similar that also the din prisha of 7 days is going to be towards 1 day of a void, like Yom Kippur. Mashayin ken a regular 7 days, whether it's Sukkot or Pesach, which is the two options the Gemara suggested so far, that each one of them has a special Maila, so each one of them is 7 days, so that's going to be so that's not going to be doime, not going to be dumya to miluim, right? Not going to be dumya to miluim. That's what we're holding in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is suggesting ve'ema shmini, the prisha shiva liyoyim echad hu. Maybe shmini atzeres is going to be the yoyim that this pasuk is referring to. Shmini atzeres is only 1 day, like Yom Kippur, like the miluim. Yeah, so instead of having a din prisha for Yom Kippur, maybe you should have a din prisha for Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, which means for the korbanos of Shmini Atzeres, the korbanos hamechapim of Shmini Atzeres, the seirim. So here you don't have any more this taino that it's 7 days. It's not dumi demiluim. Here it is dumi demiluim. It's only 1 day Shmini Atzeres. So that's the Gemara's. Yeah, so that's what we're holding, Rabbi Yisrael. Zog the Gemara. Don in Dava, yeah, you have it inside Mordechai, it's holding the third line of the wide lines.
Yeah.
Don in Dava she'en k'dusha lefonov, mi Dava she'en k'dusha lefonov. Ve'en don in Dava she'esh k'dusha lefonov, mi Dava she'en k'dusha lefonov. So what is the Gemara saying here? It's still Yom Kippur, yeah, the agenda here is we're trying to show how Yom Kippur is more Zumi Demiluim than all the other options, right? So we're saying still, even though Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeres are both only 1 day, but still Yom Kippur is more Dumi Demiluim than Shmini Atzeres. Why? Because Yom Kippur, both Yom Kippur and Miluim, the 1 day that we're talking about of Shmini Lemiluim and Shmini Atzeres, they don't have a Kedusha Sazman before them. There's no Yom Tev before them. Mashenk and the Shmini Atzeres, yeah, both of you, I'm sorry, both the Yom Kippur and the Shemini Demiluim, yeah. So there's no Yom Tov before them. It's just starting the Yom Tov now. This 1 day is where the Yom Tov begins. The Kedushas Hazman begins. Masha Enke and Shemini Atzeres, it's following the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So Yesh Kedusha Lefanov. Yeah, it's coming after a whole week of Yom Tov. So that's why that's less similar to Milui. Frag the Gemara. V'lav kal v'choy mehu. Hashto dover she'en k'dusha lefonov boi prisho. Dover she'esh k'dusha lefonov loi kol she'kein. So what is the Gemara saying here? What kind of chilek is this? You're telling me, dafka by Yom Kippur you need a prisha because Yom Kippur has no kedusha before. Masha'enkein, Shmini Atzeres has kedusha before. Vegdim mafaket. If you're saying that Yom Kippur needs prisha, so kol shekein Shmini Atzeres, because the prisha, obviously, yeah, the Gemara is assuming the prisha has to do with the kedusha. So the bigger kedusha you have, the more prisha you would need. So a day that is following already a kedusha, yeah, yesh kedusha lefanov. If something, it should need even more. Should be even more of a reason to have the din prisha.
So Taka affects the day of Shmini Atzeres itself. The fact that this kedusha before, we're going to say that Shmini Atzeres is way higher because it has kedusha before. Yom Kippur doesn't have any kedusha before.
Yeah.
And Shmini Atzeres has kedusha before it, so for sure you should need.
Mm-hmm. So what's bothering you?
What's bothering me is that really, the kedusha before doesn't affect the Shmini Atzeres. Happens to be so because it's before. It's not that it's an effect of a
you're saying what
high kedusha.
You're saying the fact that a Yom Kadosh is following kedusha that is before it. Why does doesn't mean that it has more kedusha?
Yeah, in Varai Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the highest kedusha.
Who
said kedusha before?
Who said it? The thing is, the Gemara was already making the chiluk about Yesh Kedusha Lefanov and Kedusha Lefanov, right? That's the chiluk the Gemara was making here. The Gemara is not stam asking kasha out of the blue. The Gemara is saying, if you're already being mechalik between Yesh Kedusha Lefanov and Kedusha Lefanov, so adirabba, Yesh Kedusha Lefanov, if something should be a reason, it should be more of a reason for having prisha, not fakert, not the other way around.
But the svara I hear in the Kedusha, in the svara lehepach, I do hear, because if there's kedusha lefanov, so it's you're already in a matzav of kedusha. So we have a svara. You're in sukkahs. You're in a matzav of kedusha. So maybe once you're already in a matzav of kedusha, you don't need prisha. But before Yom Kippur and before Shmini Atzeres, where you weren't in a matzav of kedusha, maybe then you do need prisha to become a matzav of kedusha.
I hear. So lemaisa. Ichuru, you're right. You see here, you saw it, that the kedusha lefonov is makes a difference. Ligabi the kedusha of the Shmini Atzeres. It's not just yesterday is history. Yesterday was Sukkis. Today is Shmini Atzeres. No, the fact that Shmini Atzeres is following the Sukkis, so that makes the Shmini Atzeres like a higher madrega. It's not Yom Rishon, it's Yom Shmini. It's a Shmini that is coming after already 7 days of Kedusha, so it's a Hayom Madrega. We take a fine that, you know, the Maharal talks about it, that Shmini is always a Hayom Madrega of Kedusha that is following the seven. Like a regular Kedusha is seven, like Shabbos, the seventh. And then that's a Kedusha he says that is B'soich HaTeva, within the Seder of the Maza, and then Shmini is something that's already beyond that, the Maharal says. That's
in Simchas Torah, you see, it's just us with.
It's not the Raisa Bichlad. It's not to.
Yeah, but it shows about a Musig of Kedusha.
I'm talking about Shmini
Atzeres.
Shmini Atzeres is
a Musig of Kedusha. This why do we pick that Simchas Torah should be on Shmini Atzeres?
That's a different discussion. There's other reasons for that. But anyway, the Maharal talks about Chanukah Mashal and Mila Shmini. But anyway, you're right that you have a point here that you see here that the fact that Yesh Kedusha Lefanov, so it's like it's a build up for the Shmini, that the Shmini is taka higher because it has Kedusha Lefanov. It's not just history, what happened before. The Shmini is, Pshat is, you already reached the Madrega of the Shmini after you went through all the Shiva Yamin. And we see it also in Chazal about Shmini Atzeres. We see that this is the Yant of the Kosher Lepridaschem, that it's a Akvu Imiyim Echad, that till now there was the korbanis of all the umos during Sukkot, and now there's only us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one par echad, ayil echad. We talk to see even the Seder HaKorbanis and the way Chazal are teaching it up, that Shmini Atzeres is taka coming yeah, after Sukkot we have like a higher madrega of Shmini Atzeres. So it's taka true. It's taka true. But anyway, there's another point that we have to notice here that we mentioned last time. We had a discussion. There's a the Achrayim talk about what's the mechayev of Prisha. Yeah, we spoke about it. Legabi Yom Kippur, Legabi Davidus Yom Kippur of the Goyen, the Goyen of Aaron Becholim Moshe Shana. So we were clarifying whether the mechayev of the din Prisha is mitzad the kedushas on Yom Kippur. Yeah, is it mitzad the kedushas Hayoyim, or is it mitzad the kedushas Hamokim that you're going into Mokim Lifnai V'Lifnim, Avodis Lifnai V'Lifnim, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a. Rabbi Nachum Zemba talks about this chakira in his sefer. Rabbi Nachum Zemba, he's presenting this as tutzdodim. We already mentioned Rabbi Meir Simcha and Deir Samech. You see that he says that it's al kedusha samokim, it's lifnei v'lifnim. Wants to be midak from the Gemara later, but Rabbi Nachum Zemba is presenting this as tutzdodim, and Itaka says this nafkemino I found Rav Nachum Zemba Taka says this nafkemino about Aaron B'cholim Moed Hashana, what we shtel to the Rashash last time. But anyway, so all these other options the Gemara suggesting here don't have B'cholal Avodas Lifnai V'Lifnim. So anyway, when the Gemara suggesting these options, L'chuva the Prisha is going to be out to the Kedusha Sayyim, not out to the Kedusha Hamokim, not because you're going to have Avodah in a mokim that has extra kedusha like kedusha kadoshim, but because there's a kedusha of the day. Now here, for sure, when the Gemara is suggesting that there's a svara that there should be a bigger mechayev than prisha because of yesh kedusha lefanov, so here you see lehedya that it's about kedusha sayyim. Right? Because what's the Kedusha Lefanov? It has nothing to do with Kedusha Samokim, right? It's obviously about Kedusha Sazman. Well, right? In other words, the Yomtiv of Shmi Atzeres, the Gemara suggesting, is a higher Madrego because it's following a Yomtiv, it's following Kedusha Sazman of a week before it. So, and that's a reason, the Gemara is saying, that's more of a reason to have Prisha. So here you see Klor in the Gemara that the Mechayev of Prisha is Mitzad the Kedusha Sazman, not Mitzad the Kedusha Sayoim, not Mitzad Kedusha Samokim. But it's anyway true once we're suggesting that it's not Yom Kippur.
But there's no mocking.
Once we say, so there's no mocking to be mechayev because the avoda on the regalim or the other korbanis that the Gemara was mentioning before, kapara de korbanis, all these things, korbanis yachid, korbanis sibur. Anyway, there's no significance to the it's all done in the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. So in a chinam, if we taka say that it's all the korbanis, so then we could taka maybe say that it is the kedusha samokim that's mechayev. Just the kedusha samokim. Yeah, if we say that it's all korbanis, this is going to be the twist. If it's all the korbanis, the Gemara suggested before, so we could taka stick to this tzad that the mechayev is the kedusha samokim, like Emir Simcha says. Just the pshat is going to be, you don't need dafka kodesh or kodashim for being mechayev prisha, but even the Beis HaMikdash alone is mechayev prisha. Even the lower kedusha samokim Beis HaMikdash. That's already enough. Being mechayev prisha. That's why all korbanis that are mechaper are going to need panim when they're mechaper. But we had a tzad. Maybe all the korbanis coming from the gezeirah shava, or maybe the korbanis are mechapim coming from the pasuk lechapir aleichem. However, once we're talking about the regalim, yeah. So lichura, it's anyway not out to the kedusha samokim, because even though we're talking about the avoda in the regalim that is done in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's the same makim that you do the avoda b'cholim Moed Hashana. The regalim don't have any extra kedusha samokim than other days. Ichuva. So anyway, once the Gemara is suggesting regalim, so anyway, lichura now the Gemara is. That might be good for the discussion. That maybe the din prisha, the mechayev of the din prisha, is going to be the kedusha sazman and not the kedusha samokim. Now, once we're saying that, the Gemara is saying no. So a day that has kedusha before it, so it has even a bigger kedusha sazman. Bekitzer, this is not a raya against Rabbi Meir Simcha. Could be it's how goof, it's how it depends what's going to be the day. If it's Yom Kippur. So we could start taka say that the mokim, the kedushas hamokim, is mechayev the prisha. Moshe Enkin, if it's regalim, so it's going to be the kedushas hazman. Yeah. If it's Yom Kippur, it's going to be Kedushas HaMokim, and maybe even if it's all Korbanis, so it's going to be the Kedushas HaMokim of the Beis HaMikdash. If it's Yom Kippur, the Lifnei V'Lifnim, Mashenki, if it's Regalim, so we're going to have to say that it's Kedushas HaZman anyway. So that's the Pshat Gemara here, that if it has Kedusha before, so the Kedushas HaZman is better. Okay. Omav Mesharshi, Yoloi, Hazeksiv, Koze. So what's what Mesharshi is saying? He's saying, you might be right that Misvava, a day that has Kedusha Lefanov, if something has more of a reason of having than Prisha, than a day that doesn't have Kedusha Lefanov. However, we have a special Yelfusa from the Pasuk we're learning from, the Pasuk of Shiva Simei Miluim, that it says there, Kasho Oso Bayoim Hazeh Tziva Hashem Lachis Lechapeo Aleichem. So the word Hazeh is coming to teach us that, yeah, Kasher Oso Bayoim Hazeh. Yeah, the Torah is saying here, there's going to be a din prisha that is negel doiris, just like he had a din prisha legabi the yom hashemini of miluim. So since it says the word hazeh, so it has to be kozeh. Yeah, zokt Rashi, lo hitzvich prisha elo ledugmasoi. There's a din that it has to be a day that is totally similar to the case of the miluim. So even something that is better than the miluim, and you might even have a kal v'chaymer about it, it won't be you won't have a din prisha there, because you see in the Torah that you have a din prisha only something that is exactly the same like the miluim, and by the miluim there was no kedusha lefanov. Yeah, you have, so that's the gemara. That's the gemara is making a picha for this kal v'chaymer. So this is one teretz. So Ad Kan is one teretz. Why Shmini Atzeres is not an option? Because Ein Kedusha Lefanov, so it's not Dumi Demiluim. Okay, so that's one Mahalach the Gemara is saying here. And now the Gemara is going to say a second teretz on the same kasha. Why not Shmini Atzeres? Rav Ashi Omar, a different reason why not Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, it seems like with the first teretz we had hardships, right? We said Kedusha Lefanov, but maybe it's a Kal V'Chaymer. Rav Mishashi was trying to answer the Kal V'Chaymer, but it's already not so glat. So Rav Ashi is coming up with a new mahalach here, how to answer, how to exclude Shmini Atzeres. Miiko midi deika regeloi boi prisho, tofil di dei boi prisho. What is he saying here? If you're going to tell me that Shmini Atzeres is the day that needs prisho, yeah, it's the only day that needs prisho, so what is that going to mean? The Sukkis, Alain, the Avodah of Sukkis doesn't need Prisha. Only the Shmini Atzeres does, right? So Zok to Rav Ashi, the Shmini Atzeres is only Tofil to the Sukkis. The Sukkis is the Iker, the Shmini Atzeres is the Tofil. So how could it be, Frek to Rav Ashi, it's going to come out something very strange. If you're going to tell me that Din Prisha is applying to Shmini Atzeres, so what's going to come out? The Iker, which is the Sukkis, doesn't need Prisha. The Shmini Atzeres, which is only a Tafil, that needs Prisha. How could it be that the Tafil would be better than the Iker? The only reason why the Gemara is suggesting that Shmini Atzeres is higher is because it's following the Kedusha of Sukkis, not because Be'etzim it's higher. So that doesn't make Shmini Atzeres Iker, that doesn't mean that Shmini Atzeres is the Iker or the Tafil. It's a different discussion. Here we're discussing something else. And we'll see soon. This is not Stam ideas here about what's the Ikur and what's the Tufel. The Gemara is going to explain. We didn't see it. Why is it a Tufel? Why the Gemara is assuming that it's Tufel? But here we see La Halacha, that the Avodah's Korbanos of Shmini Atzeres is Tufel to the Sukkis. So we didn't explain yet why, but it's a new discussion. It's not negated to the discussion we had before. So let's take this as a given at this point. Rav Ashi is telling us Shmini Atzeres is the Tafil, Sukkis is the Iker. So how could it be that the Iker doesn't need Prisha and the Tafil of it does need Prisha? Now, now Rav Ashi is going to explain how do you see that Shmini is Tafil. Zokter, v'afilu leman de'omar Shmini regel b'fnei atzmayu. So he says like this: if Shmini is a separate yontif, yeah, so then you can't say it's tafel to the Sukkis, because it's an independent yontif. Yeah, in other words, kitzkilu you have four regalim. Yeah, Shemini Atzeres is its own regal, right? So just like Pesach is not tofel to sukkah, Shemini Atzeres is not tofel to sukkah, it's its own regal, right? The whole concept, whatever it means that Shemini Atzeres is tofel to sukkah, it could only be if it's part of sukkah. But if it's its own yontif, it just happens to be back to back in terms of the days. It's not. It can't be tofel, right? So Zakhtar Ravashi, there is a man da oma that Shmini is regal bifnei atzmoi. However, hani mili leinian pazak ashav. Avel leinian tashlumin, tashlumin derishon hu. So let's. So first. So basically, yeah, we're going here one step at a time. Yeah. So first of all, he's saying. It seems like he's referring here to a certain machloikis, whether Shmini is regal bifnei atzmo or not. Right? Now, basically the statement that he's making, so we'll get back to it, but basically the statement that he's making here is that to a certain extent, lekula almo, Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkis. There is a machloikis about some things, whether Shmini Atzeres is an independent yontiv or not. However, legabe other things, it's for sure part of the sukkis. So that's enough for making a tuffel to the sukkis. Now, first of all, yeah. So before we explain weiter, what is this machlekes that he's referring to? If Shmini Atzeres is regal bifnei atzmo or not? So this is a problem here, because kipshuta there's no such machlekes. Everyone agrees that it's a regel bifnei atzmo. What shat leman da oma regel bifnei atzmo? Everyone agrees that Shmini Atzeres regel bifnei atzmo, which is like the Gemara is going to say, it's the leinian pazak hashav, it's legabi certain things, it's regel bifnei atzmo. But that's not a machlokes. So that's something already the Rishonim are bothered with. There's a Taisis, one of the Balat Taisis that is bothered with this. Not even Taisis via Lavan. Want to even change the Gilsi here? That it's not a Manda Oma, but it's Kilu Afilu Afal Pish Shmini Atzeres Regel Bifnei Atzmo. But anyway, now a Gilso, Ravashi is referring here to some kind of a Machloikis about it. What's this Machloikis? So there's a Sefer on Yuma that it's Milz Hashem. Yeah, we're gonna. Hopefully, we're going to be able to have a lot of to have a lot of Tayelis from in Sukkah. Sefer of the Shagasavya. Yeah, we had a Shagasavya. We had on Masechta Rosh Hashanah. He had Sefer Turi Evan. He wrote right. So in Yuma, there was no Sefer from the Shagasavya for generations, but there's a new Sefer from the Shagasavya. It came out on Yuma. You know who put it out for the first time? The Chofetz Chaim. You just mentioned the Chofetz Chaim's phone. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim had a Ksav Yad of the Shagasavya in Yuma, and he published it for the first time. Yeah, generations after the Shagasavya was Nifter. It's called Gvur Asari. I think maybe the Chofetz Chaim even gave it its name. I think it's maybe the name is not is the Chofetz Chaim's name. Gvur Asari. Shagasavya. Gvur Asari. So that's the sefer of the Shagasaya and Yuma. So the Shagasaya is oimed in this. What is this machlekes that Gemara is being miramis to here? So he says we find taka machlekes in Yuma in Sukkah about Shechiyona. That's the only machlekes that we find. The Gabi Shmini Atzeres, whether you say a new Shechiyona for Shmini Atzeres or not. Okay. Now, as we'll see, one of the things that we say that Shmini Atzeres is regal bifnei atzmoi about them is taka de shechiyonu, because the Gemara goes on and says hani mil leinian pazak hashav, the hainu there's Rosh Tevis initials of these six letters, that each one of them is representing a certain din that the Shmini Atzeres legabe that is independent, right? One of the pazak hashavs is the zayin, right? The design of the pazar. What is the design of the pazar? So look in Rashi in Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok Rashi, zman leatzmoi, levorich shechiyonu. Yeah, the zayin is zman. Rashi says, yeah, the Gemara is not opening the Rosh Tevis. So there's different pirushim on the Rishonim. What does the pazak hashav stand for? Yeah, so Rashi says the zayin of the pazar is zman, which means shechionu, bruch of the zman. So there's a din that shmini atzeres you make a new shechionu. Yeah, you already said shechionu. There's a shechionu of the yomtiv, right?
Right.
So you said shechionu in the beginning of Sukkis. Now you say it again by shmini atzeres. So you see, it's a new yomtiv. Yeah, you only say one shechionu for each yomtiv. You already said shechionu for this yomtiv Sukkis. Why are you saying Shechianu again? Because Shmini Atzeres is a new yontif legabi this, right? Zokti Gvuvasavi, and there's a mandaoma and suko that you do not say onu Shechianu for Shmini Atzeres. It's a machloikis tako. So he's saying that's what the Gemara is referring to here. That's what Ravashi is referring to. Afilu le mandaoma Shmini regel bifni atzmi hu, dainu, even the mandaoma that there is a new Shechianu for the Shmini Atzeres, but that's only legabi the Shechianu and a few other things, the Pazak Hashav. However, still, there's things that the Shmini Atzeres is not a regular bifnei atzmai. So this is an interesting pshat, what we're saying here, because what the Gvasari is saying, because even according to that man, the Omar, it's not, he's only being chaylik on the Shechiyonu, not on all the other things. Yeah? But Akupanim is saying, Ravashi is saying, there is a man, the Omar, that is chaylik on one of the Pazak Hashavs, so according to him, kilu, it's better. According to him, the Shmini Atzeres is more of a regular bifnei atzmai. I'm sorry, is more connected to the Sukkis. Yeah. According to the Manama, that there's no Shechion, no, you don't see a new Shechion for the Shmini Atzeres, so it makes more sense to say that the Shmini Atzeres is tuffled to the Sukkis. See, it doesn't even require a new Shechion. Yeah, you're using the Shechion of the Sukkis for the Shmini Atzeres. However, even Leman the Oma, that it is a regular bifnei atzmai, legabe the Shechion. Yeah, but still, there's other things that it's not a regular bifnei atzmi about them. You know, so that's how the Gvura Sarvi is touching up. What's this leman da'oma talking about? What's this machlokes that it's referring to? Okay. What are the other things? So hani mila le'inyan pazak hashav. Okay, so we'll just go through b'kitzur. We'll go through the pazak hashav the way Rashi learns. So the pay, Rashi says, is pais la'atzmai. She'ain pais b'pori achag, it's la mishmorois. She'kol la mishmorois shonis and mishalshis b'hem, lefichesh b'in sidron, k'moy she'shonim l'masech ha'sukko. Da'ayin one sukkis, you don't have a pais for the korbanis. You don't make a goyro for the korbanis. But all the mishmorois are taking turns and doing the korbanis according to their order. But Aval Pashal Shmini betchilu mefaisim all of Zokt Rashi. The korban of the Shmini Atzeres has pais differently than the korbanos of Sukkis. So that's something that has that changes on Shmini Atzeres and the avodah Shmini Atzeres. So that's the pay. The zayin we already said is the shechionu. The reish is regel Zokt Rashi. The reish of pazar is regel. Now this is interesting, and this Rabbi said this is good to pay attention. We're going to get back to it soon. What is regel bifnei atzmai? The whole discussion here is whether Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmai or not, right?
Right.
So Gemara is saying something strange here. It's a regel bifnei atzmai le'inyan regel. What does that mean? It's a regel bifnei atzmai legabi pais, legabi shechionu, but also legabi regel. What? Okay, legabi what? What's the nafkamina? What do you mean? It's a regel bifnei atzmai legabi that it's a regel bifnei atzmai. Right, that needs a hesper. So Rashi says here, interesting thing. Regular atzmai she'ein shem chag atzukos is olav. Yeah, what does that mean?
Sounds like Gufil saying repeat.
No, so this is already not a repetition. Rashi is saying here nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? That it has a different name.
So it doesn't.
Sukkis is called Sukkis, and Shmini Atzeres is called Shmini Atzeres.
Doesn't sound
has
like
a different name.
Doesn't that sound like it's a new yomtiv?
What?
Doesn't it sound like a separate yomtiv?
It's because it's a separate yomtiv, but that's an afkemino. Mm-hmm. Again, we're saying Shmini Atzeres has a separate yomtiv, benegeya, all kinds of things. Benegeya that you say, nu shechionu, benegeya there's a pais. So Rashi says, it's also benegeya that it has a new name.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's already an afkemino. That's already not repeating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting thing, because what's the significance of this? What does this mean? What is halacha to call it a different name? Psadinaza? What is this? Midoy Raisa, Midoy Rabbana? What is this? What does this mean? That the Torah calls it different. You see, all the other things on Afkiminus Ledino. You need to say Anu Shechiano, you need a Pais, right? What are you telling me? You call it a different name. What, you have to call it a different name? What if I don't call it at all? Santa Nafkemino. It reminds me of the Staka, there's a simon in Shulchan Aruch that about Shabbos HaGadol, the headline of the simon, that the halacha of the simon is Shabbos Shalifnei Pesach Koyim Moisei Shabbos HaGadol. You know, there's a din, how to call it, that it has a name, it has a special name. That's good for the halacha. That's good for the halacha. What are you doing Shabbos HaGadol? Is there anything? Is there any chiyuvim? No. There's only one din. That you call it Shabbos HaGadol. That's good for the din. That's good for the significance of Shabbos HaGadol. Halacha l'maaseh. That has its own name. So it seems like that's what Rashi is saying here. But it's a pella. What is a din to call Shmini Atzeres a different name? And if I call it Sukkot, so I'm being over on this din. What does this mean? So lichu, what Rashi means, this is the takon of Kimino Ledino. When you are mentioning, there is taka din. When is the din taka to mention the name of the yom tiv? There is taka. Sometimes when you have a din to mention the name of the yom tiv, when is that? By kiddush, by tefillah, by alev yavoi. So there's taka din to be mazkir the yom, right?
Very good.
Now, if it wouldn't be a regular b'fnei atzmai, so when you say, when you daven tefilas yom tiv and shmini atzeres, you would say chag ha-sukkos hazeh. When you say kiddush, you would say, you make kiddush, you would say chag ha-sukkos hazeh. Comes the din regular b'fnei atzmai and tells you, nafkimino ledino, she'ein she'im chag ha-sukkos olav. You have to dafka say Shmini Atzeres, yeah, different nuschois. Shmini Atzeres a chag hazeh, chag Shmini Atzeres is different nuschois, but not chag haSukkos. So this is a din. This is already a din. It's not some what's its name. Who cares? It's a din. It's how do you have to refer to it in tefillah and kiddush, right? The stakah discussion is in the Paiskim. What if someone, and that's something that can happen. It's a. What if someone forgot and by mistake said by Shmini Atzeres, yeah, let's say by Alev Yavoi or by Tefillah, by the, he said by mistake Sukkis instead of Shmini Atzeres, and he chapped too late, he chapped himself, yeah. So does he have to daven again? So halacha lemaisa, shaila halacha lemaisa, yeah. So it could be according to this Rashi, what Rashi is saying here, there's a din, regal b'fnei atzmo ligabi, the shame regal that has a different name. So that might mean that maybe it's even a din likuva, that if someone didn't say Shmini Atzeres on Shmonesre, he said instead Sukkis, so he won't be yotze. Nafkimil, this is already going to be a big nafkimil adino. After even likuva, not only lechatchilo. Taka, though, I think the Chashulchan Paskins, that if you said by mistake Sukkis and Shmini Atzeres, so b'di'evid yoyitzi. I think, if I remember correctly, I think the Chashulchan Taka is mekel about it. B'di'evid yoyitzi. Why? Because after all, to a certain extent, it is a hemshich of Sukkis, like we see. It's only legabi a few things. It's a regel b'fnei atzmai. So to a certain extent, it's part of Sukkis, right? It's not a regel b'fnei atzmai. But lichura, according to our Rashi, this won't be true. Because if regal atzmai means something else, we'll see soon, maybe there's different options how to touch it up. So you could say, okay, so there's no discussion about the name of it. There's no halacha discussion about the name of it. Elamai, when you want to know the name of it, so you're saying, to a certain extent, it's a regal b'fnei atzmai, so we call it Shmini Atzeres, but on the other hand, to a certain extent, it's part of the Sukkis. So lechatchila, you're supposed to call it a different name, but b'di'eved, if you call it Sukkis, you yoytze, zachto chashulchon. But according to Rashi, that's good for part of the din regel b'fnei atzmoi, that ain't shame chag ha-sukkos olav, the way we're touching it up, the pshat is that you're supposed to call it, by tefillah and kiddush, you're supposed to call it Shmini Atzeres and not Sukkis. So this means that legabe this nidoin, of the name of it, it's only a regel b'fnei atzmoi. Yichab, kilu doch ha-shulchan, seems to come with the attitude that the pshat is, it's nishta hinishta her Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, to a certain extent, it's a regular b'fnei atzmo. To a certain extent, it's part of Sukkis. So that's why, even though lechatchila you have to say Shmini Atzeres by the davening and kiddush, but if b'di'avad, if you said Sukkis, no, b'di'avad you yaitz, it's not likuva because to a certain extent, it's part of Sukkis, right? But likuva, that you can only say if the pshat the regular atzma yeah, and the resh is legabi other nafkiminis, like we'll see soon. But according to Rashi, that's good for the din of the resh of pazak hashav that you have when you daven and you make kiddush, you're supposed to call it a different name. So you can't say that b'di'evet you yaitze even in sukkah is because to a certain extent it's part of sukkah. What do you mean to a certain extent it's part of sukkah? But not legabi this. Legabi this shaila of the name of it, of the shem achag, it's not at all part of sukkah. It's only a regular b'fnei atzmai. Because this is one of the six things that we say that shemini atzeres is a stakel regular b'fnei atzmai. Right? So it means it's all the way regular b'fnei atzmai legabi its name. It's not at all part of sukkah legabi its name. This Rashi is going to be a raya against the Och HaShulchan's Psak, Lichura. This is what I'm saying. So now, yeah, we started off asking what's the Psamadne Rashi, what is he saying? Who cares about the name? What's the significance? What's the Halacha L'maisa Shaboy? So now we're saying, maybe we could even mamish take out of this Rashi, mamish Halacha L'maisa and Afkimino Ledino to argue with the Och HaShulchan's Psak. Yeah? Efshu the Och HaShulchan is going with, not with Rashi, with other Pirushim. So what could be a different pshat in the regular b'fnei atzmai? So Taka Rashi himself, you see, look in Taisvis, Taisvis is saying Pirush Rashi, regular atzmai, she'en yashvim basuko. Yeah, that's not. Is that what Rashi says? We just saw the Rashi. Rashi says she'en shem chag asuko, right?
It means the mitzvah of chag asuko.
Rashi knows how to express himself, right? What does Rashi have to talk about a shame? The whole thing here is about that has its own status, right? Legabi what? So says legabi the mitzvah sukkah. You don't sit in the sukkah anymore. If it would be part of sukkah, you would still sit in the sukkah, right? Mm-hmm. That's not what Rashi is saying here. So the Marsha already mentions Taisvis here. When Taisvis quoting Rashi, they're not quoting our Rashi. They're quoting Rashi and sukkah. Yeah, there's a parallel sukkah in sukkah. It also mentions that the pazak hashav, and there in sukkah, Rashi Taka says that regular atzmai means shein yashim basukkah. In other words, Rashi has two pirushim in this. There's Rashi in Yuma and there's Rashi in sukkah. Yeah, so according to Rashi in sukkah, Taka regular b'fnei atzmai means something else. It means that legabi the mitzvah sayoim. So the mitzvah sayoim stops. The mitzvah sayoim of sukkah stops in shmini atzeres. So here you already have an afkimin ledino kipshuta. Yeah, about the shame we were handling. What's an afkimin ledino? Maybe legabi the askor and tefillah, the askor and kiddush. Rashi in sukkah says the pashtun afkimin ledino, that the mitzvah sukkah that you have in sukkah doesn't apply for shmini atzeres because it's a regular b'fnei atzmai legabi the mitzvah sayoim. So that's a different pshat. That's a whole different pshat. So according to that Rashi, the Rashi in sukkah. So maybe there's a more of a makim to say that a b'di'evit, if you say chagasukah is b'tfilo, you could be yaitze because to a certain extent it's a chagasukah. Shenken according to Rashi and Yuma, legabi this gufo, the Gemara is saying that it's totally irregular b'fnei atzmai. It's not a middle of the road. Okay, maybe later on we'll mention a third pshat in the regular b'fnei atzma. The regular b'fnei atzma is the tricky one here, you see, because all the others are very specific. Pais, zman, yeah, but regal is lichura repetition of the whole concept. It's a regular b'fnei atzma, ligabe regal. That needs a hesber. So that's we see that the Rishonim are having the different pirushim on this, specifically. So we did the pazar, now we're holding the kashav. So the kashav, zok Rashi, the korban, the kuf is korban la'atzmoy, שאין קורבן שווה לכל שאר ימי שחג שכולם פרים מרובים ואילים שניים ויודלת כבוסים וכאן פר אחד איל אחד ושבע כבוסים. So the minion of the korbanis of all the different minim is different than shmini atzeres. It's not part of the setup of the numbers of the korbanis of sukkis. So that's another nafkemino that legabi this the shmini atzeres is clearly a regal b'fnei atzmoi. The shin zok Rashi is shir la'atzmoi. She'en shivoy shavei l'chol shivoyis l'chol shah shivoyis yemei achak. What does Rashi mean? What's the shivoyis? What are you saying? Rashi's saying it has a different song than the other song than the songs of Sukkot. What is Rashi talking about? What songs?
Rashi explained. Okay. Oh. Maybe the shir shall. Each Yom Tov and each day had a separate shir.
What does it mean, a separate shir?
That they, you know, like we have Mizmah, Shir, Lir, Mashal, Shabbos. So every Yom Tov they used to have, we had it somewhere earlier.
So you're talking about what you say in Shul, the Shir Shul Yom?
Well, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had different shittah.
What is it? Was he saying? What Beis HaMikdash? What was
the Levim?
Exactly. It's referring to the shir of the Levim.
Yeah.
There's a din of shiras Levim by the Korbanis. So every day has a different day. That's the shir shel Yom. Shir shel Hayu Levim on Beis HaMikdash. So the shir of the Levim on Sukkis is medaber meinyan gezel matnis anim, zokt Rashi. Why is it talking about gezel matnis anim? Because that's the zman of mein osif, zokt Rashi. Yes, Sukkis is chag osif. So that's when it's negeil lemaisa, the matnis anim of from the field. Yeah, when you are collecting the payers from the field. Now that's during Sukkis, but when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, so the shear is already has a different shear shel yom. It's already not talking about the inyan of gezel matnis anim, but it's talking about something else. What's the shear shel yom of Shemini Atzeres? Zok Rashi veloy pirshulanu eizu shira. Yeah, we don't know what's the shir shel yom of Shemini Atzeres, but what we do know from this Gemara is that it's not the shir shel yom of Matnis Anim that we say on Sukkis. It's like interesting. The Maaseh Sashash brings down here. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says b'shem Masechet Seifim. The Masechet Seifim, it does say what's the shir shel yom of Shemini Atzeres, and Rashi in Rosh Hashanah does bring it down. But l'chur Rashi here means that in the Gemara we don't find it. Yeah, we find in the Gemara about the Shir Shel Yom of Sukkis that it's about Matnis Anim, but about Shemini Atzeres you won't find anywhere in Shas what's the Shir Shel Yom of Shemini Atzeres. Masechet Seifim we do find. But Kopanim, what's the significance of this? So it seems like Rashi is saying here, it's not just that it has a different shear. It's regular from that because it has a different shear. The point is about the Teichen. That's where Rashi is focusing on the Teichen here. The Teichen of the Shir Shel Yom of Sukkis, which is about Matnis Anim, it's because it's Me'ein Osif, Zokt Rashi. Dying since Sukkis is Chag Osif, so you're talking about something that's Negeya to the Osif, the Matnis Anim. Masha'enkin Shemini Atzeres, you don't say that Shir anymore. Why? Because Shemini Atzeres is not part of Chag Osif. So that Gufa shows you, Lehedya, directly, that it's a regular Bifnei Atzmoi. So that's the shin. Yeah, we're holding the last one, the base of the kashav. Zok Rashi, the base is bracha le'atzmoi. What's the bracha? Bracha shayu mevorchim litfilas chayei hamelech. Kedem mefurish b'tisef to the suko al shem b'yayim hashmini sholach esom v'yivor ches hamelech. There's a pasuk in Novi in Melachim that on Shemini Atzeres there was a bracha for the melech. Rashi explains that it's a bracha, the davening for the melech to live long. And this is a special din that you have in Shemini Atzeres. So that's another nafkimina that Shemini Atzeres has a different din, that you have this bracha for the melech. Okay. Which is not, doesn't mean that it has a different bracha or that you say the bracha again, but it's a special miyuchadik din in Shemini Atzeres that there's the mevarches melech. That's something you don't have in Sukkot. So that's something you see, the Shemini Atzeres is independent about, it's different. It's a separate day. Has special dinim. Okay. So back to our sugya. So what's the context here? Zok Rav Ashi, Shemini Atzeres, even if it's a regular bifnei atzmoi, but it's a regular bifnei atzmoi only legabi these six things. However, avul inyan tashlumin derishoin hu. The otnan mishaloi chag biyom tov rishon shel chag chagig v'hoylech kol haregel kuloi v'yom tov achron shel chag. So what is he saying here? There's a mishnah in Chagiga that is talking about korban Chagiga. Korban Chagiga is a mitzvah on every yachid, that you have to. Every yachid has to bring his own korban Chagiga to the Beis HaMikdash in each one of the Shalish V'Golim. Yeah. Now, what happens if someone? Now, the din of korban Chagiga is only once for the whole regel. Yeah. So lechatchila, someone brings the korban Chagiga right away in the beginning of the regel. What if someone didn't bring the chagiga on the first day of the regel? Yeah, that's mishaloi chag b'yom b'yom tavarishon shel chag. So still chagig v'hoylech kol haregel kula. You could still bring it throughout the regel. Yeah, you still have a chance to bring it. V'yom tavachon shel chag. So that the Mishnah is saying extra chiddush. Even the yom tavachon shel chag, which means chag is Sukkis, right? So even yom tavachon shel chag, which is Shemini Atzeres, even then you could still bring the korban chagiga of Sukkis. you still have a chance to bring it. Yeah, on Pesach l'moshul, if someone didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Pesach, so we could still bring it throughout all the 7 days of Pesach, right? But on the eighth day, which when it's already Isru Chag, he can't bring it anymore. It's too late. He missed the boat, right? However, when it comes to Sukkot, Zokta Mishnah, there's an extra eighth day for bringing the Korban Chagiga, which is Shmini Atzeres. Ay, Shmini Atzeres is regular b'fnei atzmo. What's the Sheikh? Sukkot is over already. So you see from the Exot Ravashi that to a certain extent it's still part of Sukkot. And that's why it could still bring the Korban Chagiga there. Then, Mimeilo Zokter, the Shmini Atzeres is Tofel to the Sukkot. Yeah, with that we still didn't explain. Why is it Tofel to the Sukkot? But Kulpanim, that much, for saying that it's Tofel first, you have to make it part of Sukkot. Otherwise, if it's regular with Natsum, it can't be, there's no way it could be Tofel. Right? It's its own Yontif. But that much, we see that it is part of the Yontif of Sukkot. Legabi the Teshlumi. Yeah, but it still needs a hesbir. Why is it tuffel? So that we'll get to. Just before we talk about it, I just want to mention that the Ritva points out here an interesting thing. He says the tashlumin. What's the old in tashlumin about?
Well, we also have over here. It's
going to get the chagiga. It's the korban chagiga, right? Now, korban chagiga, is it a korban tzibu or korban yochid? As we just said, a korban chagiga is a chiyuv on every individual, right? Yeah, yochid v'yochid. It's a korban yochid. It's not a korban tzibu, right? It's not like the musaf that is one korban for the tzibu. It's every yochid has to bring his own korban chagiga, right? Mm-hmm. So the Ritva has an interesting ha'ava here, lichuva. How is this minyan of our sugya? When we're saying that tashlumin derishin hu, so this means that legabi the korban is yachid, the korban yachid of chagiga, so the shmini atzeres is a hamshich of sukkis. Frakta ritva, we're talking here when the gemara was suggesting that there's a din prisha, that the din prisha might apply to shmini atzeres. That's where we're coming from, right? What does this mean? The koyhanim that are doing the avodah of Shmini Atzeres, they're going to have to be pyrus shiva yomim before Shmini Atzeres, right? As a achana for the avodah of Shmini Atzeres. For what avodah, Dr. Ritva? Obviously, we're talking about the avodah of the korbanis tzibur. Not for the korbanis yachid, not for the korbanis chagiga of the people. It's talking about the musaf of Shmini Atzeres. For that, they're going to need prisha, yeah? Especially since we said that it has to shtim with the kapara, right? We're learning it from Lechaper Olav. So it has to be korbanis of kapara. So it's not even all the musafim lechur, it's only the se'iriyah musafim, the se'iriyah golim, the chatos, which is a korban tzibu, right? And anyway, it's obvious that we're talking about the korban tzibu. We're talking about the korbanis of the regalim, the kohanim have to do prisha for it. We're talking about the korbanis tzibu. And that's dumya, the miluim that is korbanis tzibu, like we had in the first Rashi in Daf Beis and Mudbeis, that Rashi was saying korbanis tzibu, and the Ritva Taka there explains because Dumi the Miluim is korbanis tzibu. Bekitzer, the din prisha that we're talking here about, legabi the regalim, obviously is about the korbanis tzibu. The koyhanim, if there would be a din prisha, legabi shmini atzeres, the koyhanim are going to have prisha because of the korbanis tzibu. So, fact the Ritva, what's the shaychis? The fact that you're telling me that this tashlumin, that it's a hemshech of sukkis, it's tofel to the sukkis, legabi the korbanis yachid. The tashlumin is only legabi korbanis yachid, not legabi the korbanis tzibu. So what is the Gemara tining here? Rav Ashi is saying, since it's a hemshech of sukkis ligabi the korban is yochid ligabi the korban chagiga, so he made it's considered tafil to the sukkis. So that's why it can't be that you can have a din prisha ligabi the shmini atzeres when you didn't have a din prisha ligabi the ikka, which is sukkis. Frag the Ritva, what's the shaychis? This is korban is yochid, this is korban is tzibur. It's tashlumi the sukkis, it's a hemshech of sukkis, it's tafil to sukkis ligabi the korban is yochid, the chagiga. But here, the din prisha, we were talking about the korbanis tzibur, not about the korbanis yachid. So, it seems like the Ritva is coming from with a hanocha here that when the Gemara is saying this nafkemin of tashlumin, the gabi that it's a hemshech of sukkis, the gabi that it's tofel to sukkis. So the pshat is, it's something that is meinyan of our discussion. The hainu is saying the gabi the avodas korbanis of shmini atzeres. So it's tafel to the sukkis, and that's why it can't be that the avoid of the korbanos of the shmini atzeres is going to be mechayev pre-show when the avoid of korbanos of sukkis wasn't. So the Gemara is not stam talking here in general terms. You know, Ligabi, some things, it's a hemshich of sukkahs, it's tafel the sukkahs. The Ritva is learning that the Gemara is saying here something that is minyano. That since Ligabi, the korbanis of Shemini Atzeres, it's a hemshich of sukkahs, so that's why it's considered tafel the sukkahs on Mimela. It's not, it's the din prisha, which is also about the korbanis. It doesn't make sense that you should have it only Ligabi Shemini Atzeres when you didn't have it about sukkahs. So Yichab, so all the Shlomo here is coming in, according to the Ritva, and relevance, direct relevance to the Din Prisha, which is also about the Korbanos. The Shlomo is about the Korbanos, the Din Prisha is about the Korbanos. Just the Ritva asks, Lichura, yes, Lichura, it's not the same Korbanos. This is Korbanos Yachin, this is Korbanos Tzibur. So what's the Tzushta? Yeah, so the Ritva answers, Mikol Mokoyim Shein Korban Echodu. Once we see that Legabi, the korban is yachid. It's tough on the sukkahs. It's a hamshich the sukkahs. So even though the din priest is talking about the korban is tzibur, but it's all korbanis. So it's all minyan of korbanis. Okay, but korbanim. I think the ikker significance of this ritva is the ritva's kasha, not the ritva's teretz. You see from the ritva's kasha here that he has an attitude. He has his approach to our gemara is that it's not just a technical thing. We're saying legabi tashlumin of korban chagigos. We see it's part of the sukkahs. No, the pshat is. You see, Ligabi, the Korbanis, it's a Hemshech of Sukkis, and the Din Prisha is also talking about the Korbanis, so it doesn't make sense that the Din Prisha of the Tuffel of the Korbanis is going to be better than the Ikra of the Korbanis. So that's what you see in the Ritva here. Okay, now let's get back after we spoke about all the details around. Surrounding details. Now let's get back to the Ikar Zach here. What's Taka the point Rav Ashi is making here? That Shemini Atzeres is Tuffel to Sukkis. So it can be that you're going to have Din Prisha for Sukkis and not for Shemini Atzeres. Where do you see that Shemini Atzeres is Tuffel? Where do you see Shemini Atzeres is Tuffel to Sukkis? What are you telling me? Because it's not a regular Bifnei Atzmoi. To a certain extent, it's a Hemshech of Sukkis. And you see that the Korban Chagigo, if you didn't bring it in Sukkis, you could still bring it in Shemini Atzeres. Right? So what does that show you? It shows you that it's a hemshech of sukkis. Kilo is part of sukkis. But what do you see here? That the sukkis is the ikr and the Shemini Atzeres is the tafil. When you're saying ikr and tafil, it means that the ikr is better than the tafil. Right? Yeah, the tafil is just like a nachschlepper to the ikr, right? Where do you see that here? What do you see that here? It's all one thing. There's one long yontiv here of Sukkis, yeah, a Sukkis that has 8 days, Legabi the Korbanis, Legabi the Korban Chagigah, we can see it as one long yontiv. It's Shemini Atzeres, it's not a regular Bifnei Atzmoi, right? So it's a Hemshech of Sukkis, a Sukkis has 8 days, which during those 8 days, you have to bring one Korban Chagigah, right? That's all. Now that one Korban Chagigah, yeah, L'chatchili you bring it in the beginning. If you didn't bring it in the beginning, you could still bring it throughout all the 8 days. So how does that make Shemini Atzeres a noch schlepper of Sukkis? Shemini Atzeres lichura is equal to all the other days of Sukkis. That it's still Sukkis, it's still a hemshich of Sukkis. You could still bring the Korban Chagigah. That's all. That's all you see here. Elamai, if the din would be that on Shemini Atzeres you already could not bring the Korban Chagigah, that it would be too late. So then you would see that it's not a hemshich of Sukkis, right? It's a regular Bifnei Atzmoi. Now that you're telling me you could still bring the Korban Chagigah, so you see it is part of Sukkis. But when it's part of Sukkis, Lichura, that makes it equal to Sukkis. Why does it make it a Tafel to Sukkis? Mm-hmm. That's Mamash Apella here. The whole Kasha of Avashi is the Gabi that didn't preach is because it's Kilo secondary, it's a Tafel, it's a second class citizen, the Shemini Atzeres. So how could it be for the whole Sukkis, which is the Iker, you didn't need a Prisha, and all of a sudden for Shemini Atzeres, which is a shtickle tafel, for that all of a sudden you need the Prisha. What do you say Shemini Atzeres is for tafel? Shemini Atzeres is the same level, the whole Sukkis. They all need one Korban Chagigah, and you could still bring the Korban Chagigah. What do you say it's tafel? So this is Mamash Apel in the Gemara here. So this is something that Achoinim are bothered with. The Shagas Agi asks us in the Gvuas Ari, the Sfas Emes talks about it. Yeah? So this is the main problem here in the Sugya. So, okay. So, for understanding this, we have to get a little bit more into the sugya of Tashlumin of Korban Chagigah. There's there's a machlokes. Yeah, we just saw the Gemara's quoting the Mishnah here in Chagiga that Shmini Atzeres, you could throughout the whole sukkahs, including Shmini Atzeres, you could still bring the Korban Chagiga, the one Korban Chagiga, right? Now, if you already brought, that's Pashit, that if you already brought the Korban Chagiga during the first days of Sukkot, so you don't have to bring it again in Shmini Atzeres, right? Mm-hmm. However, that's Zok Teshagasaya, that's not because Shmini Atzeres is less important, but it's because one Chagiga is enough for the whole Yontif, and the Shmini Atzeres is part of the Yontif. Yeah? Just like you don't have to bring a new Chagiga every day of Sukkot, so you also don't have to bring a new on Shmini Atzeres. So that doesn't show that Shmini Atzeres is less Choshev than the rest of the days. So, for understanding this, Yesoid of Avashi, that Shmini Atzeres is Tefil to Sukkis, so you have to get a little bit into the Sugi of Teshlumin in Masechta Chagiga. Yeah, so as we saw, the Mishnah is saying klar that Mishloi Chag be Yontav Avishim Shul Chag Chayig is Kol Regel, and even Yontav Achron Shul Chag. And that's the Dinta Shlumi. But in the, so that's a Mishnah. But in the gather of this Dinta Shlumi, there's a Machlaikis Amirayim in Sukkah and Daftes. The Machlaikis is, we'll start maybe with an Afkimino, so that's going to make it easier. What if someone, there's an Afkimino, the Gemara says there. What if someone was Pater from Korban Chagiga in the beginning of Sukkis? For whatever reason, yeah, there's different time for being chayiv and korban chagiga. Someone was putter. Not that he didn't bring it because he was he didn't want to, or he was oines, or he was waiting for the other days. He wasn't a chayiv bichlal in the beginning of Sukkis, right? Does he still have to bring the korban chagiga? And then he became a chayiv. Yeah, at a certain point, he became a chayiv. Yeah, let's say a simple example. Someone was a katan at the beginning of Sukkis, and then he became bar mitzvah in the middle of Sukkis. The shaila is he mechuyev now to bring a korban chagiga or not? So Gemara says what?
It's tashlumim derishon, and he shouldn't
have. Oh, so the Gemara says that depends on how to understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that if you didn't bring the korban chagiga in the beginning of Sukkis, you still have to bring it. You still could bring it in the Hamshech of Sukkis. What's the pshat in this? So one way of understanding this is that the chiyuv is, be'etzem, the ikra chiyuv is in the first day. Just, if you didn't bring it in the first day, so you have tashlumin azah, like tashlumin by tefillah, that you're still getting a second chance to bring it in the other days. Now, according to this tzad, So that's only if you were mechuyev in the first day, and you didn't do it yet, so you get a second chance. But if you weren't mechuyev bichlal in the first day, so if you all of a sudden became mechuyev in the middle of Sukkot, that won't be mechadesh chiyuv in you to bring a korban chagiga now, because all the whole yesoid, the whole din of bringing korban chagiga, let's say on the third day of Sukkot, is only al tashlumin l'rishon. It's only for making up for the chiyuv of the first day. But that's only, obviously, if you had a chiyuv in the first day. If you didn't have a chiyuv in the first day, so you don't need the tashlumin. Right? If someone wasn't bar mitzvah in the first day of Sukkah, whatever, the yeah. Godla, the age, for the right age for that, so he's not, so there won't be a tashlumin either. Yimeilo, according to this tzad, so the way we see it is that the first day is the ikra chiyuv, and the other days are only taka noch schleppers for the first day. In other words, you could say the first day is the Ikra and all the other days are Tofil, not only Shmini Atzeres. All the days except for the first day are Tofil to the first day. However, Zog de Gimara, there's another Mandoma that holds that it's not pshat that the first day is the Ikra and all the days are Tashlumin Luvishoin, but each day has its own chiyuv. The Gemara calls it a shlumin zeloze, but it means each day is its own mechayiv. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to bring a new korban chagiga every day. You only have to bring one chagiga for the whole yontiv. But the way it works here is that every every day of every minute on Sukkis, if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga yet, so you still have the Mechayiv Alein. The Mechayiv is not because of yesterday. When you're not making up today for yesterday's Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is like an ongoing Chiyuv throughout the whole Sukkis. So if you didn't do your Chiyuv yet, you're not off the hook. So according to this, even if someone was not Mechayiv on the first day, only on the second day, but the second day is just as much as a Mechayiv like the first day. So he has to bring a Korban Chagiga. Yesterday he was Potter, but today is Chayiv. So that's the Nafkimiyah, that's the Machloikis, Ligabi, the Gedder of the Teshlumin of Chagiga and Sukkis. Now, Ubichla, yet the Teshlumin of Chagiga. Now, according to the second man, the Omar, that all the days are equal, so obviously there's no Ikra and Tafel at all, right? Mm-hmm. And since we saw that includes even Shmini Atzeres, like the Mishnah says, so this means, Legabi this din, Shmini Sukkis is Kilu, a Yontiv of a regular of 8 days, that throughout the whole Yontiv, you're Mechuyiv in Korban Chagiga, just you're only Mechuyiv in one, once you brought it, you Yotze, but Kozman, you didn't bring it, so you still have the Chiyuv. Not because you didn't do it yesterday, but because you didn't do it during this regal. The whole regal is the Mechayiv. According to this mandama, lichur it's pashit that the whole Sukkis, including the Shmini Atzeres, is on the same level. You can't say Shmini Atzeres is tafel or anything is tafel to any ikr. There's no ikr and tafel b'chla. However, according to the other mandama that is saying kulum tashlumi l'rishoyim, zok tigvu asari, kum tais, according to him, that Shmini Atzeres maybe is not different than the other days, but all the days are different than the first day. The first day is the Ikr HaChiyuv. The only reason why you could still bring the Korban Chagiga on the other days is only Al Tashlumi L'Rishoyin. It's not because the Chiyuv is an ongoing Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is the first day. Just the Torah is Kilu giving you a second chance. If you didn't do the Chiyuv of the first day, so we're still letting you make up for it till the end of Sukkot, till the end of Shmini Atzeres. Right? So that... And that means that's only if you had a chiyuv on the first day. If you weren't a chiyuv on the first day, so you don't need a tashlumin. So here you take a see that all the days of Sukkot are like nachshlepers for the first day. They all, if you're saying kulam tashlumin l'rishoyin, so they all take a tuffel to the ikr, right? Melo. Now zok de shagasai. Now he's adding another interesting factor here. If you look in the sugin chagiga there. Who's the man, the Omar, that holds that Kulun Tashlumi Lewisha? So Bechleik is Amri Roy. So Rav Aishio is the one that says that Tashlumi Zelo, that they're all equal. But the man, the Omar, Kulun Tashlumi Lewisha, and who's that? It's Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Gemara Chagiga says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Tashlumi Lewisha. Yeah? Now, who's the Mara the Shmaitz of our Sugya? Who's the Amayra that is saying the din of our sugi that we're talking about all along here?
Well, Ravashi is the one that's speaking about tough.
No, we're not. Ravashi is just talking about the details here. He's saying a pshat. He's saying a teretz. Why not Shmini Atzeres? But the main din that we said here, that there's a din prisha by Yom Kippur that is being learned from Shiva Simei Miluim, and we're asking why not Shmini Atzeres? Why not this? Why not that? Who's the Mara Shmaitz of the whole din that we learn from the Puff Shiva Simei Miluim? We learn the din preach of Yom Kippur. It's Rabbi Yochanan, right? It's Rabbi Yochanan and Beis Amud Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Koka, Shor Asa Bayim Azei Tzivah Shom Azei Lechaper Aleichem, Mechaper, Omer Yisrim HaKippurim. So Rabbi Yochanan is the Mavad Shmaitzo. So he's the Amoira that the whole Sugi is around his memory here. When we're asking now, maybe Shmini Atzeres, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, right? How come you, Rabbi Yochanan, learning from Shiva Simei Miluim Dafka Yom Kippur, maybe learn from it Shmini Atzeres, right? It's all about Rabbi Yochanan. Zok Tishagasai, Zok Tikvu Vasavi. Rabbi Yochanan is Lishitosoi. When Ravashi says here, for answering Rabbi Yochanan, for defending Rabbi Yochanan, why Shmini Atzeres is not a good option? Because it's Tofil, right? He's talking Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosoi. Rabbi Yochanan Lishitase then holds that all the days of Sukkot are Tashlumi Lerishoin. So we may look untois that all the days of Sukkot, including the Shemini Atzeres, are Tofil to the Ik, which is the first day. Zofet Shagasayu, when the Gemara says here that Shemini Atzeres is Tofil, it doesn't mean Shemini Atzeres is as a single day is Tofil to all the other days. It means that Shemini Atzeres, as part of most of the days of Sukkot, is Tofil to the first day of Sukkot. And when the Gemara says, in the beginning, where Ravashi says, Me'iko midi de'ika regel oboi prisha. Ika regel, zok teshagasayi, and then he says it in a separate shtickle. Ika regel, we talk a seed, there's a Gemara Chagiga that says that Ika regel is the Yom HaRishon of the regel. Ika regel is taka referring to the first day.
That's the real Yom Tov of Sukkot.
The whole seven days is part of the regular Yom Tov. But the Ika regel is the Yom HaRishon. That's the term Ika regel we find in Gemara Chagiga is the Yom HaRishon. And that's taka the gabi the tashlumin according to Rabbi Yochanan very gishmak, because the Ikra chiv of the Chagiga, the common Chagiga, is in the Yom HaRishon. The other days are only tashlumin LaRishon. It's only making up for it if you didn't do it in time, right? So that's the pshat zokter. Ika regel loy by prisha dahinu, the first day doesn't need prisha. Tafel the day by prisha dahinu shmini atzeres, which is part of the yemei atashlumin. Inachinami, we're talking here specifically about shmini atzeres. But the reason why we see shmini atzeres as a tafel is because it's only a tashlumin lerishoin. Yeah. So too, if you would tell me that only the second day of Sukkot needs prisha, we would have the same kasha. The point is, it can't be that the Yom Rishon of Sukkot doesn't have a Din Prisha, which is the Ikr day, and the Ikr regel, and one of the other days of Sukkot, or Shmini Atzeres, needs Prisha, because all the other days of Sukkot are Tafel and Rishon. That's the Pshat in the Ikr and Tafel here. And the reason why it's considered Tafel is because it's Tashlum in the Rishon. Because the Korban Chagiga, the Ikr Chiyuv is in Yom Rishon, and the other days, including Shmini Atzeres, are only Nachshlepers, they're only making up for the Rishon, which the Nafkimina is. And this is where we see the significance of the first day, Klapi, Shmini Atzeres, and the other days, is that if someone wasn't a Bachiyuva in the first day, so Itaka doesn't have to bring a Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres, or on any other day. The day that is, the Yom that is Kiveya, Legabi, the Mechayev, the Korban Chagiga, is only the first day, only the Yom Rishon, which is the Ikur Regel. So that's how we see that the other days are only Tafel, they're only making up for its own Chiyuv, including the Shmini Atzeres. So that's the Pshat, the Shmini Atzeres is Tafel. Shmini Atzeres is Tafel, Zogdugvasavi, just like any other day of Sukkot, is Klape, the first day. So how could it be that the first day there's no Din Grisha for the first day, and for the Shmini Atzeres there is? The Shmini Atzeres is Tafel, Klape, the first day. That's the Pshat and the Ikur and Tafel here in the Gemara. You hear the mahalach. That's the mahalach.
Clear. Okay. And then the ikr is like you said all in the beginning. It was good that akdama.
Yeah.
That the prisha is for the Korban Chagiga, but you have to focus on the ikr.
Yeah. So it's not true. The ritva already said. Obviously, the prisha is not for the Korban Chagiga. The prisha is for the korbanis tzibur. But since this is also korbanis, shein korban chadu. So we see in general for korbanis, this is considered tafil. To the Yom HaRishon, so it can be that for other korbanos we can have prisha only for this and not for the when you didn't need it for the Yom HaRishon. So that's basically the mahalach here of the Gevurah Sari. Now, the problem with this is, first of all, this is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Zavdik Vasi Vegishmak, Rabbi Yochanan Shitasi, we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. The problem is that later on in the Sugya, there's other Amirayim that come up in this discussion that happen to hold in Chagiga, not like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's where it gets tricky. Yeah, it's hard to say that this whole Teretz of Ravashi is going to only hold water, so to speak, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shitasi in Chagiga, because Lefizet comes out that the other Amirayim, for them it won't help. So you can say, okay, the other Amirayim, who said they hold of our Rabbi Yochanan of this drasha of Din Prisha? But Lemaisa, we see later in the sugi that it's not only Rabbi Yochanan holds of this drasha. So this is one problem with this mahalach. So maybe first we'll say the teretz that he says for this aura. So the Shagasayah says, the Vosavi says, he wants to say a chiddush. Efshet staka, you don't have to come on to Rabbi Yechon Lishitasai. He says maybe this that we have a machlekes, and this is also going to make better the whole concept. Till now we were saying that that when the Gemara is saying Tafel Aniku here, Zakdik Vosavi, it's not specifically referring to Shmini Atzeres. It's going to get to Shmini Atzeres because that's what we're talking about here. But the idea of Tafel Aniku here is in general about all the rest of the days of Sukkot, klapi the first day, right? Which is a shtikel deichek in the Gemara here. Besides that, it's only going to be Rabbi Yochanan Shitasi, but it's also a shtikel deichek in the Gemara. Pashtis, the Gemara is saying that Shmini Atzeres is the Tafel specifically, right? So the Gvur Asari, he wants to add on another shlam. He wants to say a chiddush. He says, could be that the whole machlekes on Meiroim that we have in Gimon and Gimon Sugya Chagiga, whether kulam tashlumin levishoin or the all equal, yeah. What if you weren't a bachiyuv on the first day? Do you still have to bring it or not? That's only legabi the 7 days of Sukkot. However, legabi the Shmini Atzeres, lekule alma, it's only tashlumin levishon. Not only Rabbi Yochanan Shitasi, even the chaykim on Rabbi Yochanan Chagiga that hold that you have to bring a korban chagiga even if you weren't mechuyev in the first day. Someone was a katan the first day, and he became bar mitzvah on the second day. He has to bring korban chagiga. It's not just a tashlumin levishon. However, Zokta Shagasayu, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres lekula alma, if you weren't a bachiyuva during the first days of Sukkot, you only became a bachiyuva on Shmini Atzeres, or you weren't mechuyev in the first day, you only became a bachiyuva on Shmini. You only became bachiyuva later. So on Shmini Atzeres lekula alma, you won't bring a korban chagiga. In other words, Shmini Atzeres is taka different than all the other days. Till now, we were saying the division here is not between Shmini Atzeres and the days before, but it's between the first day and the later days, right? Zok de Gvasari, Efshe Tako, there's something unique about the Shmini Atzeres. What's unique about the Shmini Atzeres? The Shmini Atzeres Lekule Alma is only Tashlumin Derishayin. Even if you say that the other days are not Tashlumin, they have their own Chiyuv, the Hemshech of the Mechayiv, the original Mechayiv, but Shmini Atzeres, when the Mishnah is saying, V'yom Tov Achon Shul Chag, yeah, that even Yom Tov Shul Achon Shul Chag, that even then you can still bring the Chagiga, that already Lekule Alma is only Tashlumin, Zok Teshagas Aryeh. If you weren't a bachiyuv in the beginning of the sukkah, so lekula alma Shmini Atzeres, you already missed the boat. Shmini Atzeres is only serving for making up for the sukkah. Mimela, that's why, yeah, kilu, it's not part of the mechayiv. The mechayiv they call the chagiga, even if it's ongoing mechayiv throughout all the 7 days of sukkah. But on Shmini Atzeres, you already don't have any more the mechayiv korban chagiga. The fact that you could still bring the korban chagiga of sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, that's for sure only a tashlumin. Mimela, zokter. So first of all, our Gemara now is going to make sense, Kipshuto. So that is not referring to, but we're saying that the fees that Staka Mogishmak also in the Lashon. Shmini Atzeres specifically is a Tafel. Why? Because Shmini Atzeres is the only day that Lekula Alma, it's only a Tashlumin. So Taka Shmini Atzeres specifically is a Tafel. Now, Mimele, if he's there, we have a Rebbech here, Zokter Shigvu Sari, that it's not only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ashi's Teres is not only Rabbi Yochanan Shitosi. Even the Cholkim on Rabbi Yochanan are going to agree, yeah, those that hold that all the days are equal, but that's except for Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, Lekul Alma, only Tashlumin. So that's going to be a Rebbech according to this. Okay. Before we go right, I'll just mention there's one big problem with the Shagasaria, with the Gvur Sari here. There's a Ritva, and so this is against Rishayim, that's the problem with this Gvur Sari. There's a Ritva in Sukkah that says Lehedya, Deloike Gvur Sari, and Mamish to the other extreme. We saw, so far, what the Gvur Sari, he went in two steps here, right? First he said, the Machlaikis, whether it's all Tashlumin Levishon or not, applies to all days, including Shmini Atzeres, right? And then he says, Shmini Atzeres might even be worse, that Shmini Atzeres Lekul Alma, it's only Tashlumin Levishon, right? If you'll see, open the Ritva in Sukkah, Ritva in Zion, I think it is, you'll see the Ritva there says Punkta Keta, the other extreme. The Ritva says Shmini Atzeres is taka different than all the other days of Sukkis, right? Like the Shagasai said also, right? Right, the Shagasai just told us Legabi Teshlumin Shmini Atzeres is different than the other days, right? But here the Kula Alam is Teshlumin Lemishai. Zok the Ritva in Sukkah, he also says Shmini Atzeres is different than all the other days of Sukkis Legabi Teshlumin, but the other way around. Punk Fakert. Zok the Ritva, even Leman the Omar, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that kulam tashlumin l'rishoin. However, zokter shmini atzeres lekula alma has its own mechayiv. Shmini atzeres, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says that only the first day is the ikra chiyuv. You have to be a bachiyuv on the first day, but that's only legabi the 7 days of Sukkis. However, legabi shmini atzeres, even if someone was not a bachiyuv at the beginning of Sukkot, but he was a bachiyuv on Shmini Atzeres, he has to bring a korban chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. You have the gvura sari was making Shmini Atzeres either equal to all the rest of the days, or even worse.
Right.
The Ritva says punk faket Shmini Atzeres is better than all the days of Sukkot. Even the man the Oma, even the Rabbi Yochanan that couldn't tashlumin the region, but Shmini Atzeres is for sure not tashlumin. Shmini Atzeres has its own mechayev. Now, this is very important to notice. The Ritva doesn't mean to say that you have to bring a new Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. That's for sure, that's a fact, no one argues with, that if you already brought the Korban Chagiga of Sukkis, so you don't have to bring a new one on Shmini Atzeres. It's not a regular Bifni Atzmo Iligabi the Chagiga. However, what if you didn't bring yet the Korban Chagiga of Sukkis, which the Mishnah says you could still bring on Shmini Atzeres, right? Zok the Ritva, that's even if you were not a bachiyuva on Sukkis, you weren't chayiv in the Chagiga. So on Shmini Atzeres, and then on Shmini Atzeres, you were bachiyuva, so you bring in Shmini Atzeres. Even the Rabbi Yochanan, that says that on the second day of Sukkis, and the third day of Sukkis, and the fourth day of Sukkis, you don't bring on Korban Chagiga unless you had a chiyuv on the first day. It's only tashlumin l'rishon, it's only making up for the rishon. Zog the Ritva, the Shmini Atzeres is better. The Shmini Atzeres Kiyilu has the original Mechayev of Sukkis.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Yom HaRishon. It goes back to the Chiyuv of the Yom HaRishon. Mm-hmm. If you didn't bring it yet, no matter why, even if you weren't a Bachiyuva, but now, right now, you're Bachiyuva and Shmini Atzeres, you have to bring it. So Shmini Atzeres is more chomer than the other days according to the Ritva. From Faket in the Shagasage. So according to the Ritva, not only you can say the extra chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh that Shmini Atzeres is worse, but even the original terms of the Shagas Aryeh lichur won't work here, because what the Shagas Aryeh first says when he was just saying Rabbi Yochanan Shitosi before he said his extra chiddush, he said since all the days of Tashlumi Lirishon it's only making up for the first day, so all the days are tafel to the Rishon, including the Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is tafel, meaning just like all the other days of Tafel Rishon, right? Even that you could not say according to the Ritva, because according to the Ritva it's not true. According to the Ritva, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Shmini Atzeres is different. Lechumra, Shmini Atzeres is not only Tashlumin. Shmini Atzeres, you have to bring the Korban Chagiga regardless of whether you were Bachiyuva before or not. So Shmini Atzeres, if something is the Ikr, not the Tafel. So according to the Ritva, it's Mamish Apela. So what's going on here in the Gemara? So how is the Gemara saying Shmini Atzeres is Tafel?
Mm-hmm.
Even as part of the other days, it's not Tafel. Adirabba, Yolikula Alma, it's Iker. So Taka the Gevura, so he mentions this Ritva, and he says, from our Gemara, it's a riot, the Loika Ritva. You see, from our Gemara, at least you see here that Shmini Atzeres is no better than the other days. If something, maybe it's even worse, like the Shagasai wants to add the extra Chiddush, but at least you see that it's just as tofel as the other days are, according to Rabbi Yochanan Chach, right? The Loika Ritva. So that's Taka, is Machloikis, a writ between the Machloikis Lahalacha, between the Ritva and the Shagasai, whether the Shmini Atzeres is Tashlumin L'Rishayin or not. The Shagasai says that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's for sure only Tashlumin L'Rishon, maybe even Lekula Alma, it's only Tashlumin L'Rishon. And the Ritva says, Punk Fakert. The Shmini Atzeres says, is Lekula Alma not Tashlumin L'Rishon? Lekula Alma has its own Chiv. Zog the Shagasai, from Amar Gimor, we see the Loika Ritva. Shaila is, how is the Ritva Taka going to learn Pshat Na'o Gimor? So why is it Tofel Taka? Why is it Tofel? So Lichura, yeah, is there a way to answer? Is there a way to teach about Gemara according to the Ritva?
Very shver.
But the Ritva also know our Gemara. The Ritva is not even mentioning it. His shtickle is not a steward our Gemara. So it could be there's a way to tie it up. I'm thinking, you know, according to the Ritva, there's something very interesting happening here. On the one hand, as we said, that's pasha that if you brought already a Korban Chagiga, you don't have to bring it again. If you already brought it on Sukkis, no one says that you have to bring another one on Shmini Atzeres. That's for sure. There's no such tzad, right? In the, so this means that Shmini Atzeres is a hemshech of Sukkis legabi the Korban Chagiga. If it would be totally a regular bifnei atzmoi, if it would be legabi that a regular bifnei atzmoi, so you wouldn't have. So it would need a new Korban Chagiga, right? You yaitze the Korban Chagiga already by bringing it once. So Shmini Atzeres is not its own mechayev. It's not a new mechayev. And still the Ritva says, on the other hand, so here we already see that it's not a regular bifnei atzmo legabi the tashlumi. And still the Ritva says, interesting thing, that chotch, when you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga on Sukkis, so you have to bring it on Shmini Atzeres, even if you were not a bar chiyuva on Sukkis, right? Mm-hmm. Which makes Shmini Atzeres even better than the other days, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's kulam tashlumin l'mishoin, but Shmini Atzeres is not only tashlumin. So Shmini Atzeres ke'ilu is part of the original Mechayev, but it's not a new Mechayev, it's ke'ilu a hemshech of the Mechayev of the Yom HaRishon. Ke'ilu, you're going back to the Yom HaRishon, ke'ilu. Yeah, at the end of the 8 days, you're going back inside, you're going back to the first day's Mechayev. So how is it a tofil? If it's an ikur like the first day, how is it a tofil? The pshat is like this. The reason why it's considered tofil according to the Ritva is because you only have to bring a chagiga on Shmini Atzeres if you didn't bring it before. But what if you already brought it on Sukkis, so you don't have to bring anymore on Shmini Atzeres? Your yaitze already also for Shmini Atzeres. You chap? That, again, that's for sure that you don't bring two chagigas.
Right.
If you brought chagig on Sukkis already, you don't have to bring another one on Shmini Atzeres, right? Which means you already yaitze already also for the Shmini Atzeres. Yeah. The only case you have to bring Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres is only if you didn't bring it yet. On Sukkis, you have to bring it on Shmini Atzeres, right? Now, Lichura, okay, so that already the Shagasai started a shtickle from. That's Lichura, doesn't make Shmini Atzeres tuffle. It just makes it equal to all the Sukkis, right? You didn't bring the Korban Chagiga of the regular yet. How does that make Shmini Atzeres a nachshleper, only a tafil? So I think here in Senes, if you say that Shmini Atzeres is equal to all the other days, let's say the old tashlumin l'rishoin or the all equal, the old tashlumin zeluzeh, so then in Achinami, the fact that you don't have to bring a new Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't make it worse than the other days. The whole regular is one zach that you have to bring one Korban Chagiga at some point. That's all. However, according to the Ritva, you can't say that. And that was the Shagazai's kasha. Why are you saying this? Just because you don't have to bring a new Korban Chagiga, that doesn't make it a tofel. However, according to the Ritva, it's different. Because according to the Ritva, we already see that to a certain extent, the Shmini Atzeres has its own Mechayev. Because even Lemandom, even Rabbi Yochanan, that kulam tashlumin zeh lazeh, but all of a sudden you get the Shmini Atzeres, so now you have to bring a Korban Chagiga, even though you were not a chiyuv till now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here you see that to a certain extent the Shmini Atzeres does have its own mechayiv of Korban Chagiga. Mm-hmm. And still, about that mechayiv of Shmini Atzeres, it's only if you didn't bring it on Sukkis. But if you brought it on Sukkis, so it patters you even from the new mechayiv of the of Shmini Atzeres. It's a pshara, interesting pshara, according to the Ritva. So Mimelo, according to the Ritva, the fact that you don't have to bring a new Korban Chagiga on Shmini Atzeres, only if you didn't bring one in a Sukkis, that taka makes the Shmini Atzeres a tofel azah. Bishlom, if Shmini Atzeres is not a new Mechayev at all, just a hemshech of all the Sukkis, so you have to bring one Korban Chagiga for the whole 8 days, period. Nothing is ikur, nothing is tofel. But if you're telling me, no, the first day is ikur, because only if you're a bachiyuv on the first day you have to bring, the other day is only making up for it, yeah. However, the Shmini Atzeres has its own chiyuv, that even if you weren't a bachiyuv until then, if you're a bachiyuv on Shmini Atzeres, you have to bring Korban Chagiga. So Shmini Atzeres is not just making up for the previous days. It kilu has its original mechayev, and still you're saying so. Who we would expect that even if you already bought a korban chagig, you should bring a new one and Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres has its own mechayev, and still we're saying no. If you already bought the korban chagig on Sukkot, so it patters you also from the chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres. So kilu it kumtais that the. Kilu the naya mechayev of Shmini Atzeres, the whole naya mechayev of Shmini Atzeres is only as a tofel to the mechayev of Sukkis. If you didn't bring a korban chagig on Sukkis, so you have a new mechayev on Shmini Atzeres. It's a new mechayev, Taka. It's not a tashlumin. It's a new mechayev, even if you were not a bachiyuv until now. But if you did bring a korban chagig on Sukkis, it patters you even from that new mechayev of Shmini Atzeres. So you see, Ke'ilu, the Shmini Atzeres, is looking up to the Sukkis to see if its own chiyuv, if the Sukkis pattered him from its own chiyuv. If the Shmini Atzeres is equal to all the Sukkis, so it's not that the Sukkis is pattering the Shmini Atzeres. All the 8 days are equal, and you brought the Korban Chagiga one time. But according to the ritual, you can't say that lomdis, that it's all one heftzah of regal that you have to bring one chagiga. The haraya, you see, that if you want the bachiyuv on the first days, so you don't have to bring a chagiga on the other days. However, on Shmini Atzeres, you do have to bring a new chagiga, a korban chagiga. So that shows you that the Shmini Atzeres, it's not all part of the regal needs one chagiga. The Shmini Atzeres, to a certain extent, is kilu is a new mechayiv. And still, that new mechayiv of Shmini Atzeres, you could part to yourself by bringing in Sukkis. So Ke'ilu, the way it seems like you take have two mechayivim here. There's a mechayiv of Yom Rishon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that kulam tashlumin l'Rishon. So what comes out? There's the mechayiv, not only according to Rabbi Yochanan, this he says l'kula alma. L'kula alma, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that kulam tashlumin l'Rishon, zokto ritva, the Shmini says that v'ad enara tashlumin. So what comes out? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have the Yom Rishon as the ikr, right, the Ikr Mechayiv. Then you have the other days of Sukkis only making up for the Yom Rishon, and then the Shmini Atzeres. All of a sudden, you have a new Mechayiv that is not totally in the Yom Rishon. It's its own Mechayiv, even if you weren't a Bachiyuv until now. So Lichu, you would expect that even if you already bought a Korban Chagiga for the Yom Rishon of Sukkis, you should bring a new one now. What's the Shaychis? It's a new Mechayiv. And still, you see, once you bought a Korban Chagiga on Sukkis, it somehow patters the new Mechayev of the Shmini Atzeres. So that shows you that the Mechayev, the Taka, there's Taka new Mechayev in Kilo. There's Taka two Mechayev. There's the Mechayev of the Yemishon, there's the Mechayev of Shmini Atzeres. Just the Mechayev of Shmini Atzeres is secondary to the Mechayev of Yom Rishon. The Mechayev of Shmini Atzeres is a Tofel Dike Chiyuv. In a way, that once you were Yoytzei, the other Chiyuv, the Chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres, so that patters you also from the second Chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres. It's Taka Bazundi Rechiyuv, V'horaya, that it's the only day that is not the Shlumin.
That's called Patter.
So what else could it be? What else could it be? You can't stop tell me because it's all one regular of 8 days and I brought the Chagiga, so what do you want from me? Mm-hmm. It's not true, because you see that the Chiyuv is only coming from the first day. Only if you're Bachiyuv in the first day, and the other days are only making up for the Rishon. Shmini Atzeres has a new status according to the Ritva. Shmini Atzeres, even if you weren't a Bachiyuv, but don't know, now all of a sudden you have to bring a Korban Chagiga. So Vayistei Shmini Atzeres is an Ayim Chayiv. So logically, according to that, it should have been that you should need a second Korban Chagiga for the Shmini Atzeres. What's the Shaykh? Is that you brought a Korban Chagiga? And since it's not like that, so Al Kochoch, there's something about the Chiyuv of the Shmini Atzeres, Taka the Naya Chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres, which is somehow Tafil to the Chiyuv of Sukkis. That Ke'ilu, if you yaitse the Chiyuv Sukkis, it was Ke'ilu two birds with one stone. If you yaitse the Chiyuv Sukkis, somehow, it also, you also yaitse the Chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres, even though it's its own Chiyuv. It's its own Chiyuv.
Maybe.
The fact that it's its own Chiyuv, and still somehow you could get away with it, with bringing one Chagiga by Sukkis, that shows you that the Chiyuv of Shmini Atzeres, Klapi, the Chiyuv of the Yom Rishon of Sukkis, is a Tafel, Klapi the Ikr. The Ritva's Shito that he holds, that Shmini Atzeres has its own Mechayev Ke'ilu, that in Shmini Atzeres, Lekula Alma, you have to bring a Korban Chagiga, even if you weren't a Bachiyuva before, right? So where's the Ritva coming from? He's making up this Chiddush. This is Pashat important for our Sugya. There's another connection of this Ritva to our Sugya. We saw before that Shmini Atzeres, one of the things One of the things that Shmini Atzeres is a regular bifni atzmi about is the reish of Pazak Hashav, which is regular, Rashi says, right? So we said, Shtikul Shver Ezach, what's a regular bifni atzmi legabi regular, what does that mean? So we saw there's Rashi here, Rashi in Sukkot. Zok de Ritva Anayev Pshat. You know it's Pshat, it's a regular bifni atzmi le'inyan regal. Legabi, the Korban Chagigah. That the Korban Chagigah, which is the Korban of the regal is Mechayev Korban Chagigah, so legabi that, it's tako shtikul regel bifnei atzmoi that you have to bring korban chagiga even if you weren't a bachiyuvi before. That's tako where the ritva is coming from. It's an upshat in the reish and the regel. And mimeilo lefi zeh, that makes it stronger. The point that we were making that you kum tois according to the ritva, you tako see this chiddush that the ritva says la'alocho that you have to bring a korban chagiga on Shmini Atzeres regardless of tashlumin. Where he's coming from is tako that it's a shtikul regel bifnei atzmoi. So in the one hand, you see that it's a regular bifnei atzmo legab. Legabi the gab kovan chagiga alein. It's a regular bifnei atzmo. It's kiru. It's its own regular. It's its own mechayev. No. So why doesn't it need? So why don't you need a new kovan chagiga here? You see, at the same time, you're saying it's a new regular. Legabi the kovan chagiga, and that's why it needs a kovan chagiga, regardless of whether you mechayev before or not. And other than you're saying, if you already bought in the previous regular, so to speak, in the sukkah, it's a chagiga. So you off the hook already also for the regular bifnei atzmo of Shmini Atzeres. That's a paradox.
Yes.
Yeah. So is it a regular bifnei atzmo legabi the korban chagiga, or is it part of the regular of Sukkis?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So mitzad echad it's a regular bifnei atzmo zok to ritva. That's good for why it's not totally the tashlumin. You have to bring it no matter what. And still somehow if you already bought on the suk and the regular Sukkis the chagiga, so it patters you also for the Shmini Atzeres. So here you see klar that this is the mahalach here, the way we explain that pshat is it's taka bazundu and mechayiv, but it's tofel to the mechayiv of sukkis. It's a regel bifnei atzmo legavi this, it's its own regel, but it's a kind of regel that is somehow a nach schlepper after the regel of sukkis. Okay, so maybe that's how we could learn pshat now in Gemara.
Okay.
Now we're done with Shmini Atzeres. Now the Gemara is going to talk about Atzeres. Atzeres is Shavuos. Ve'ema Atzeres. The Prisha Shiva, Yom Echad. Yeah, again, we were looking for a case when you have one day.
Right.
Not like a regular of 7 days. So we had that by Shmini Atzeres. We said two tirutzim in why Shmini Atzeres is not an option. So what about Shavuos? Out of the Shalosh Regalim, one of them is only one day, which is Shavuos. Now it's interesting, before, when we were talking about the other Regalim, the Gemara was suggesting maybe one of the Regalim needs Prisha. Which one? The one that has something special about it, right? We saw either Chagamatzah is because Pasach Be'akosuv Tchilo, Chagasukos, or Meruba Mitzvosoi. Shavuos was not an option because there's nothing, Vice Days, there's nothing unique about Shavuos over the other Shalish Vigolim. So Vasapis here was suggesting Ve'ema Atzeres. So the Teret says here, we're just suggesting Atzeres because of Precious Shiva Liyem Echadu. There's something, what's different about the Shavuos is that it's the one that is the most similar to the case of Shiva Simei Miluim, just like by Shiva Simei Miluim, it's Prisha Shiva Liyay Mechod, also Shavuos is Shiva Shiva Liyay Mechod. Mashenket Sukkos and Matzah, Chagamatzis, it's only 7 days, so it won't stem. So that would be a reason to say that the Torah was referring to Chag Shavuos, that it's the most Dumi Demiluim. Oma Avabo. So why not Shavuos instead of Yom Kippur? Oma Avabo. Don impar echod v'ayil echod, nipar echod v'ayil echod, lafuki atzeres the shnei elim nim. You know, saying there's a different way, different reason why Yom Kippur is more Dumya Demiluim than Shavuos. Both on Yom Kippur and on Yom Hashmini Lemiluim, which is what the Prisha of Shiva Simei Miluim was heading towards, they both have the same korbanis of one par and one ayil. That's a fact. Masha'enkin on Shavuos, you have shnei elim, not ayil echod. So that's why we prefer Yom Kippur over Shavuos, because Yom Kippur is more Dumi Demiluim than Shavuos. Legabi the Korbanis, and this is Nochamol. We're talking Mi'inyano, it's not Stam, we're finding different similarities. The Prisha is for the Avaida of the Korbanis. So here, Legabi the Korbanis, we see that Yom Kippur is more the Korbanis of Yom Kippur, more Dumi to the Korbanis of the Yom Hashmini Lemiluim than Shavuos, than the Korbanis of Shavuos. By the way, just mentioned Bekitzu, we mentioned it last time at the end, that there's rayis that the Yom Hashmini Lemiluim Be'etzim had similar dinim to Yom Kippur. There's all kinds of things that we find that the Yom HaShemini LeMilurim had similar dins, similar din to Yom Kippur of L'Dairis. The Ramban talks about it in Chumash, and there's raid about it. There's a shtickle of Michal Zilber about it. He wants to say that it was Ta'atak to a certain extent that had a shame Yom Kippur or the Shemini Miluim, which Ta'atak is vague shmak with our sugya, which telling too, just like the Shemini Miluim had a din prisha selti Yom Kippur l'davis, as there's Ta'atak connection between the two. So I'm saying, you see here in this stage in the sugya, Ta'atak vague shmak, the Gemara is saying they have the same korbanis, both the Shemini Miluim and the Yom Kippur, they both have par echot v'ayil echot. Yeah, so this taka you see here that it's taka. There's something that's had a shoving between these 2 days. Zog the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, honey, choleman do amar yom kippurim ailechodu el choleman do amar shnei elim ninu ma'ikol meimar. So there's a machlokes about Yom Kippur. How many eilim do you bring? Whether it's one or two. The Tanya, Rabbi Oimer Ail Echod, who Amur Kan, who Amur Bechumash Apkudim. Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Oimer Shnei Eilim Hem, Echod Amur Kan, Echod Amur Bechumash Apkudim. The Hainu, there's an Ail that is mentioned in Parshas Achri Mois in the Avodas Yom Kippurim. Now, on the other hand, we find now the thing is there's another parsha in the Torah, yeah, which is Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah is discussing in general the musfim of Yomim Tovim. Yeah, that's the difference here. Parshas Achri Mois is devoted for the avoda hamyuchedes of Yom Kippur. Hashenkin Pashas Pinchos is talking about Korbanos that all the Yom Tovim share. It's a musfei harigalim. Yeah, there's sometimes different protim that they're different than each other, but the category, the concept is musaf yomtiv, musaf regalim. Now we take a find. If you open a chumash, you're going to see that there's a korban ail and Yom Kippur that is mentioned twice. It's being mentioned in the Torah, both in Pashas Achri Mois, which is the parsha of Avodas Yom Kippurim HaMiuchedes, and it's also mentioned, the Korban Ail, yeah, the Ail Echod of Yom Kippur is also mentioned in Parshas Pinchos as part of the Seder HaMusfim of the Regalim, the general Korbanis Musaf of Parshas Pinchos. The Shaila is, what's going on here? So this is a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi says, at the end of the day, you only have to bring one Ail on Yom Kippur. You only have to bring one ayil. Just the ayil that we the fact that you find it twice in the Torah, it's referring to the same ayil. The ayil that is mentioned in Parshas Achri Mois is the same ayil that is mentioned in Parshas Pinchos Legabi the Korban Musaf. It's the same ayil. It's just Torah talks about it twice, but it's the same ayin. Parshas Pinchas says it about Yom Kippur, yeah, because Yom Kippur taka needs this ayin, right? But it's not two ayin. Mashenkin Abazar Rab Shimon is saying no. There's the ayin of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, yeah, midin Avodas Yom Kippurim. That's the ayin of Achri Mois, and then there's nacha ayin mitzad the Musaf Sheboy, the Musfi Arigolim, the Musfi Yomim Tovim. The Yom Kippur is just like any other Yom that has a Korban Musaf, and it's part of the Korban Musaf Sheboy. It needs an ayin, nothing to do with the Miyuchadika for this Yom Kippurim. Yeah, so it's taka two different ayin. So that's the Machlokes Tanaim we have here. Frag the Gemara, according to Rablazo Rab Shimon, that's taka shnei ayin, so we don't have our Cheshbon anymore, so it's down the drain. Yeah, we were saying, why is Yom Kippur a better option than Shavuos for Din Prisha? Because Yom Kippur is more Dumi de Miluim. Just like in Miluim you have one Ail, also in Yom Kippur you have one Ail. Mashenka and Shavuos you have Shnei Eilim. Frak Diki Mal, there's a Mandalma that also in Yom Kippur you have Shnei Eilim. So according to him, Yom Kippur is equal to Shavuos. They're both not Dumi de Miluim. Both of them have Shnei Eilim, not like Miluim that has one. So according to him, why is Yom Kippur a better option for the Din Prisha than Shavuos? Zog the Gemara, lom de sheteretz. Zog the Gemara, afilu teimo Rab Lezer b'Rab Shimon, hosom, chad lechoy vasayoyim v'chad lemusofin, la'apuki atzeres, de tavayu choy vasayoyim lino. So what is the Gemara saying here? The Gemara is saying, as we explained, the difference between Pashas Achrimus and Pashas Pinchas is not just two locations in the Torah. It's talking about two different inyanim. Even about the same, even things that are talking about Yom Kippur and Pashas Pinchas, yeah? But it's a different context. Pashas Achrimus is talking about Avodas Yom Kippur Mamiyuched, the Kabbalists that the Etzem Yom Kippur Shabbat is Mechayev. Mashenken Pashas Pinchas, even when we're talking about Yom Kippur, that we're talking about Yom Kippur as one of the Yomim Tovim, just like any other Yom Tov has a Musaf. A Koban Musaf, also Yom Kippur does, has its own dinim, whatever, but it's as a Yom Tiv, it's mitzad the Yom Tiv Sheboy, not mitzad the Yom Kippur Sheboy. Yeah? Mimeila, Zog the Gemara, even according to Ablazer Rab Shimon, that the Shnei Elim, the Eil that is mentioned in Achrimus and the Eil that is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, is two different Elim on Yom Kippur, but these two Elim are Mimeila, therefore, two different categories. The Isle of Achrimois is Choyvas Hayoim. The Isle, it's the Bazundim Chiyuv of Yom Kippur. It's Mitzad Avodas Yom Kippurim Sheboy. Yeah, like the Ktoivis of Kodesh Goloshim, it's part of the Seder Avodam Yuchad of Yom Kippur. It's the Yoim is Mechayiv, the Bazundim Yoim. Mashenkin, the Isle of Pashas Pinchos, even if it's Taka Onocha Isle, additional Isle, but that Isle is part of the Muslim of Yom Kippur. It's not mitzad the Yoim, the special Yoim of Yom Kippur is Mechayivit. It's a Yom Tiv. It's like a regular Yom Tiv. Mashenkin by Shavuos, that we have there also two Eilim, there it's a different, there is a different story. They're both Eilim of Shavuos. Are all part of Chayvas Hayoyim of Shavuos. The Ainu, they're not part of the Musaf as the Yom Tov Shavuos. The Shavuos also has a Musaf like any other Yom Tov. But in addition to that, just like Yom Kippur has a special korbanis of Avodas Yom Kippur, Pashas Achrimois, so to Shavuos, Atzeres, has its own unique korbanis that the Etzem Bazundari Yoyim of Atzeres is Mechayev. What is that? What special korban do we have on Shavuos in addition to the regular Musaf of Yom Tov, of regal? Yeah, the Shavuos is a korban of Shtei Halechem, right? Shtei Halechem. That's a Chayvas Hayoyim. That's like the Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's not part of the Musaf. It's not mitzad the Yom Tov Shavuos. It's something specific, unique about this day of Shavuos. Only on this day you have this korban of Shtei Halechem, right? Chayvas Hayoyim hamiyuchedes la'atzeres. Now, as part of the Shtei Halechem, you have to bring also behemis. Yeah, and part of what you bring with the Shtei Halechem, what you have to bring is Shnei Elim. So kumtois, both of the Shnei Elim are part of the Chayvas Hayayim HaMiyuchedes of Atzeres. It's not part of the Musaf. It's not mitzad the Yom Tov Sheboy, the general Shein Yom Tov Sheboy. So imeilo, zog the Gemara, when we're coming to compare which one of them is more Dum Yedemiluim, yeah, so we still could say Yom Kippur is more Dum Yedemiluim. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, the Chayv Asayayim Diki Korbin is only one Eil. Mashenkin on Shavuos, the Chayv Asayayim Diki Korbin has Shnei Eilim. Now, why are we only focusing on the Chayv Asayayim? Why not on the Musaf? Why is the Chayv Asayayim the thing to talk about, Benegea, the Dumi Demiluim? Zok to Rashi, because Legabi Miluim, it's a Chayv Asayayim. Yeah, there's no Korban Musaf there in Miluim. Chayv Asayayim Demiluim, Zok to Rashi, Eil Echod Hu Dehavo. Yeah, so legabi the chayv asayoyim, you have a chayv asayoyim, the same amount of elim that you have in chayv asayoyim of miluim, you have in Yom Kippur, Mashenkin, and Shavuos. The shnei elim mitzad the etzem chayv asayoyim sheboy. Yeah. Now Rashi adds here interesting knach. Rashi says that the gedder. Yeah, to the way to know if it's a musaf, if it's part of the musaf, or it's its own korban, Rashi says, when it's a musaf, yeah, musaf is kishmoy keinu. Musaf means it's a hoisaf on the korban tamid. You have the korban tamid, and you're adding another korban l'chavad yomtiv for shchodesh. So, moshabes. So when it's a korban musaf, it says in the Torah milvad oilas aboyker. Kilo, in addition to the tamid, as a hoisaf, as a musaf, a hoisaf to the tamid, you bring this, right? Masha'en Kain by מה שאין כן by choyvas ayoyim, choyvas ayoyim דיקי קורבן, like avodas yom kippurim or the shtei alechem. It doesn't say milvad oilas aboyke, because the idea of this korban is not to be moisif on the tamid. I know the pshat is like this. Any day when you have any day that has extra kedusha, like Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Yom Tov, so there's a general din in the Torah that you need a korban musaf. What's shara korban musaf? That in addition to the regular korban of the day, which is tamid, you have to be maisif. You have to be maisif a korban. That's the concept of korban musaf. So that's why anytime the Torah is talking about korban musaf, it says milvad oilas aboyke, you have to add more. When you have a special chayvas ayam, Yom Kippur, Shavuos, the Avodas Yom Kippurim, or the Shtei Alechem, the idea of this korban is not to be meisif on the korban tamid. That you have to have something more because it has an extra kedusha. This you have to add a korban. That has nothing to do with that. There's something specific about this korban that is required in this day. Yeah, there's something about Yom Kippur that requires this avodah. There's something about Shavuos requires Shtei Alechem, and it's not because we want to make it more than a regular day to have a hisafa on the regular korban tamid. That's not what it's about. So that's the difference. That's the gather, Rashi says, between a musaf and a chayvas ayoyim. By a musaf, that's what it says. Mizmulvado ilas abayker by chayvas ayoyim not. Okay.